In Columbus, Ohio, federal authorities are being brought in to investigate the death of a 23-year-old black man shot by a sheriff's deputy. From member station WOSU, Paige Flager reports.
Casey Goodson Jr. was shot by Sheriff's Deputy Jason Mead Friday as Goodson was entering his home. The Sheriff's Department and Goodson's family have differing accounts of the shooting, and Mead was not wearing a body camera. The FBI will work alongside Columbus Police and the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice to investigate the case. The announcement comes just one day after the state's Bureau of Criminal Investigation declined to take over the investigation, saying Columbus Police waited too long to involve them. Goodson's autopsy will be released Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Paige Flager.
A federal judge in Washington has blocked the Trump administration's effort to ban the video sharing app TikTok. This is the second court defeat for the administration as it tries to wrest the popular app from its Chinese owners. The judge ruled President Trump overstepped his authority by trying to put TikTok out of business here in the U.S. The judge says the administration ignored data privacy safeguards that TikTok had voluntarily agreed to. Meanwhile, talks are still ongoing to find an American buyer for the app. Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. The Dow gained 104 points, up 0.3%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ added 62 points. This is NPR News.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coming up, a Howard University poli-sci professor talks about the diversity and representation of civil rights organizations in Joe Biden's cabinet. That's next on All Things Considered. Make an impact with a gift to support CPR on Colorado Gives Day at coloradogives.org. At CPR.org, Republican Lauren Boebert got a crash course on being a member of Congress and met with other newly elected lawmakers.
We have a dynamic freshman class, and they are all so inspiring. They are also encouraging.
Lauren Boebert goes to Washington in the next half hour of All Things Considered and also at CPR.org. Lows between 25 degrees and 30 along the Front Range and on the western slope overnight. This is CPR News.